I'm joined by Cage manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 2-1 defeat at Cray. Alan, having nicked an equaliser late on, how disappointed are you to finish on the losing side?
Massively disappointed, but not surprised, because the story of our season so far, all season, is we score plenty and we concede plenty. We deserve to win the game, no doubt about it. I thought we were shocking defensively. We've had a penalty, when our centre-half gives away another penalty for the goal. If you look at the back post, who's picking up the first head on, who's picking up the second in the 6-yard box? So the goalkeeper's got to be questioned there as well. I thought we got beat up today. Except for the first four games, I think it's the worst that we've actually competed. I didn't see any fight. At first half, I picked a bash. I thought we'd done okay in Fletch. Second half, I didn't. We conceded a goal where we're midfield, or actually stand 10 yards off air midfield, and he's got all the time in the world to plonk the ball in our box. I don't know what our centre half's doing, I don't know what he's doing, to be honest. And it ended up getting a beat 2-1. So we had a 10-minute rally when Lodgy come on. I thought he livened the game up a little bit, to be honest. But apart from that, I thought we were awful, and fully deserved to get beat today.
Did today highlight how much we're going to miss Adam Thompson?
Oh, dear, I mean, even Duke Slake and Blink and Ekman. I said from today, Tommy is either brilliant or he's injured. It's something as that, really. If we can get him fit, he'll get back in Thursday. If Duke says fit, he'll be back in Thursday. I might have to go and have a look now, because I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, is that going to be good enough to get in the top six, top five, or whatever it is, if that's what the ambitions are? No, that's the answer. So I need to shake a few things up, to be honest, and see what I can do with budget and see what I can do with a couple of players, because I can accept getting beaten here. That's not a problem. We always bounce back as we always will, doing what we will on Thursday night. That's what we always say. But we'll lose a lot of games if we play like that, because I just look now for, can you name me somebody made a tackle all game? Not a two footer, or not a silly one, a tackle. They competed, they're back two, won every headers against our front two. Their front two terrorised our back three. So in midfield, I thought we were embarrassing. And we're now getting in the referee's book again, who I thought was a disgrace, by the way, absolutely pathetic. But I just thought it was a bad day, and I thought we didn't compete, and that's what's got us today, to be honest. I haven't been this angry, except for our first four games this season, because we were mentally weak around the team, and absolutely pathetic.
We got our goal today and had our most creative period when Dean Lodge came off the bench. Is he likely to start anytime soon?
He's got a chance now. We've been waiting a chance to put him in, and I thought he's done okay when he's come on, and he got things lively, and that was going to be the plan, which it has been the last couple of games. Losing one game or two and 3-11 or whatever, he hasn't had a chance of getting in. The midfield players have been doing very well, but looking at it here, we'll let it consider it for Thursday, because it's no good having a tight midfield in there if they're not going to have it win a tackle or a game, and not one of them's done well today. Not one of them's done well. So Lodgy at least liven things up a little bit, you know.
You mentioned the referee earlier. I counted six bookings for us, but I don't recall a bad challenge.
You got to watch where the referee is, because the Hitler's, and I thought he was pathetic, absolutely pathetic. I thought the linesman was pathetic, and that's why I've had to sit in the stand today, and we're sitting on the terrace of the day, because he gets sent off, he gets frustrated, and I'm glad really, because I would have got sent off anyway sitting in the dugout, because I think absolutely pathetic. And they say other hoomas or other cheats, and you're not allowed to say things like that, but if you watch today's game and they say six bookings, and one where he's given a goal kick when surely that's the linesman's job to give when he's on the edge in your box. I'm not so sure. I'm not saying he's a hoo-ha, he's a cheat, because you can't see them things, but I thought he was absolutely pathetic.
And how did it affect your preparation to the game today, being on the touchline?
We've got Hamzy and Martin there, who do a great job. It is, because you want to be in the mix of things that dug up, but not what would have changed the result at all. If we don't compete, Hamzy put an unbelievable session on Thursday, but I think the lads are letting them do it, to be honest, because we worked on a lot of things and I thought they were pathetic. I thought from 1-11, Lodgy Donavi coming on, what else have I got to look and think, oh, take possible? What else? I'm struggling, because after the first four games, I knew I had to make loads of changes. I don't think I've got to make a lot, I've got to make a few. They come and get well looked after, they get well paired, they get well everything, and they've actually gone through emotions like they did today and get beat up today and get actually battered, to be honest. They could have been 4-5-1. It's unacceptable. I'm not having it. So I said last season, with or without them, I was going to have a crack at a championship. Well, with or without these players, I'm going to have a crack at the playoffs we are. And if I've got to bring a couple in, that's what I'm doing. I'll be actually on the phone tomorrow, because I'm not accepting some of them performances.
On a positive note, Bobby Traynor got the goal today. It's his 100th goal for the club. What an amazing achievement.
Good finish. He'd done nothing all game. But you keep him on because of that. And I thought it was a good finish. Apart from that, we didn't really have a little go where Lodgy's done something. When Eddie's got a little nick the go, what would he be nicked? And it would have covered a lot of cracks, to be honest. I'm looking at our midfield five, and that's my problem. And back three is a problem. The front two, to be honest, score goals, and Bobby scores goals. So he's me, at least me worries him. Around the pitch, I've got problems.
But Bobby Traynor, to get 100 goals in just three years, that's a fantastic strike.
Yeah, so we wouldn't have been here if it wasn't Bobby's goals. He's scored good goals, and he's today was a typical Bobby Traynor finish. that's what he does best. But amount of times Bobby scores goals, but he wastes the time because we concede too many, and that's what we do. We concede too many. Let's say I think we're the second highest goal scorers in the league, and we concede stocks. And it, I'll get me centre half to goalkeeper. I say, oh, well, we've conceded one here. And that's what we can do. We don't keep clean sheets, and that's what we're doing. Very rarely do we keep clean sheets, and that's going to be a success where, you know, where we're going to be at the end of the season. The amount of goals we concede, because the three centre halves the days had one, to be honest. And, but that's life, and we'll let it bounce back, and we'll let it get more positive. We need a training session on Monday to get this. But usually I can walk away and say to you, listen, we'll bounce back, we'll do it. But I feel that disgusted with the performance, I really do. And obviously I put the team out, so it's my doing and my fault. I'm disgusted with the performance, I really am.